Hundreds of people on death row in Florida cannot be sure what happens to them next. They are in a state affected by a Supreme Court ruling early this year. The court rejected the way that Florida courts have handed out death sentences. That made it clear that trials from now on must change. The next question is what happens to people who were already convicted under the old rules? Here's Nick Evans from our member station WFSU.
384. That's the number of men and women currently waiting on Florida's death row. And nearly all of them live right here, just outside a town called Rayford. Two sets of tall chain-link fences surround Florida State Prison's whitewashed buildings. There are coils of razor wire on the top. One of the inmates behind those fences is Ronald Clark.
So who's this in the
picture? That's me at 21 years old.
Can you describe what you look like?
Long hair, baby face. Looked about 15.
Clark is 48 now, serving a life sentence for one murder and facing the death penalty for another. But the U.S. Supreme Court's Hearst v. Florida decision has given him a glimmer of hope.
Because the jury was not the sentencer, the judge was, which Hearst was found to be unconstitutional. Because they say that the jury needs to be the sentencer, not the judge.
In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court decision, those on Florida's death row are wondering what it means for them. When the case came back before Florida's high court, it took the further step of demanding unanimous jury sentences. That ruling brings Florida in line with every death penalty state except Alabama. But now Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi plans to appeal to limit the scope of the state court's decision.
I believe it's going to be unanimous. No doubt it's going to be unanimous, but whether it's retroactive, we're looking at all of that right now.
Even if her appeal fails, it's not clear how many people on Florida's death row will get the opportunity to change their death sentence to life in prison. So far, a few inmates are getting new hearings, but only for non-unanimous sentences and only cases in their first round of appeals. Marty McLean is an attorney representing death row inmates, and he believes if the ruling doesn't apply broadly, the case is on its way back to the U.S. Supreme Court.
You cannot have death sentences dependent upon arbitrary factors. And so that's my argument, that if you don't apply retroactive to everybody and you just allow certain people to get it, that becomes arbitrary within the meaning of the Eighth Amendment.
That's the constitutional protection covering cruel and unusual punishment. Clark's case is tricky. His death sentence came from an 11-to-1 jury recommendation, but he's exhausted the usual round of state appeals. It's unclear how many Florida inmates are on death row without unanimous sentences, but the Village's Daily Sun newspaper found it was almost three-quarters of the state's death row population. Florida hasn't put anyone to death since January, and until the courts decide what happens for inmates like Clark, executions aren't likely to resume. For NPR News, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.